on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city needs saving.
What happened to you? The right to remain silent.
I'm in the future.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive.
Supergirl.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
None of you really heroes. You're legends. You have failed this city. Ah!
Any preference on how you'd like to die? The flame or the frost?
What's up, guys? You're listening to DC on CW, the Arrow edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, take us mobile, download that Rain Man Digital app. It's on iTunes App Store and the Google Play Store. Search Rain Man Digital. You can also find us on demand through iTunes and Stitcher. Search DC on CW. Once you get to those two, go ahead and leave us a review. Helps the show out more than you know. As always, I am your show host, Ryan Denton, and in the studio with me today is Bobby Doherty.
Hello, hello.
And Angelica Dawn.
Hello. I mean, I'm not in there, which I...
Stop breaking the illusion.
Oh my gosh.
I'm totally here. Whatever.
Sitting on my lap. It's really weird.
Ew.
I don't know.
Aww. Oh. I'm sick,
That's
too.
Gross.
I don't think you would want that.
Actually, I feel like she would crush your lap, dude. I don't know if you want that to happen.
That's so fucking rude.
What do you mean?
That is really rude.
What do you mean?
I am offended, sir.
No, you're not.
I don't give a shit what you think.
That's what I thought. Anyways. All right, guys. So today we'll be breaking down and air quote discussing Arrow Season 6, Episode 14, Collision Course, The Arrow Civil War, The Race to Find Laurel and the City's Money. That's pretty accurate.
Like, it's way more exciting when you read it.
It's way more exciting. It's way
exciting
better
on paper.
Yeah, on paper it's exciting. On TV it was, I wanted to blow my brains out. So
that was such a long episode too. Was it longer than usual?
No, it was the same. It was just.
Was this a two-parter?
I feel like it was like 2 hours long. How did they get 2 hours and 45 minutes?
Yeah, that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I agree. So we are going to do this a little differently. So this one was directed by Ken Shane and written by Oscar Balderrama and Rebecca Bellotto, something like that. Anyways,
one of those.
Yeah. So this week we're going to do things a little bit differently. Because let's be completely honest here, guys. There isn't much to break down, so we're gonna fix the show. Okay,
not our show.
No, our show's great.
Better than Arrow.
Yes. So what we're gonna do is we're actually going to finish storylines for the season and talk about what characters are redeemable and have to go. Now Bobby's gonna lead this segment here, and Angelica and I are gonna pipe in with our thoughts and whatnot. So Bob.
So, like you said, you know, as producer of the show, I have to think of creative ways for us to do things, especially when the episodes are hard to watch. And I'm going to vote this one probably the hardest one to watch since the gun control episode by far.
I would agree.
And so,
but even the gun control episode had something to talk about, like the way that Ollie dealt with it and everything. Like, at least there was some substance there. This was just like... I even text you in the middle of it, Bobby. Like, I was like, this is so hard to watch.
I did the same thing.
The same text for both of you. And Angelica said, why didn't you warn me? And Ryan goes, when is this going to end? You know?
I feel like we're tired of shitting on it all the time, too. Like, we don't want to.
Well, and that's the thing. And I think that's why we're going to make this switch right here and try to fix what we've seen. Because... at the beginning, the first like 5 or 6 episodes were pretty fucking solid.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say going into the crossover. Ever since then, I want to say we've went pretty fucking fast downhill, falling into just stupid, immature decisions by the team. So for our first segment here, what we're going to do is we're going to play Ken. It's based off an article from Buddy TV. It says, can all the Arrow storylines actually connect? Now, if you guys don't realize it, they have, I think, 6 storylines going on at the same time. And this is why it's getting convoluted and so confusing. So let's begin with Laurel Lance.
Okay.
Can she be redeemed and how? So at the end of this episode, we saw her like, I've been in amnesia for 2 years or whatever. My name is Laurel or whatever bullshit she said there at the end that I wasn't paying attention to. you know, like, so what can they do with Laurel, like this storyline? Because, like, before we get into it, this episode was fucking misery. Like, not only to my heart watching it, but the actual book and movie misery. Captain Lance locked her up in a fucking cabin in the middle of nowhere, and it was the single creepiest thing I have ever experienced in my life. It's like, I gave her a picture, and that's why she... And, like, his acting and the lying for... So let's go with that whole storyline. What can we do with Laurel and Captain Lance that is going to somehow salvage the fucking weirdness that I feel like they're going to fucking have a weird three-eyed baby somewhere?
The only thing that was missing was him breaking her legs with a baseball bat, and they, or sledgehammer. That was the only thing missing. Okay, so we had this conversation, I think it was last week or the week before, where we were curious what they were going to do with Laurel. Now, there are a couple options, I think. Obviously, the one that's way too on the nose is to try to convert her into and bring back Black Canary, since the route we're going with the not Team Arrow seems to be that they're going to fucking crash and burn. Yeah. Now, I also think that's too on the nose, and I doubt that's going to happen at all. I really honestly don't know how they finish this Laurel one, because A, you know, she's the original Laurel's dead. So you can't just bring Laurel back, or can you? So I'm very interested, because I actually do like Black Siren. I do like this character, but I like her as Black Siren. So I don't know if we need another Canary coming back. I just think that's too much. We've tried it. It you guys fucked it up in the first place. Now they're trying to do it again. So
also, I'm confused. So
okay,
how is she able to, like? Sorry, there's an echo. Okay, there we go. So how is she able to be in two places at once? Like, at what's the timeline for her getting that money on that account?
And I think the account thing is going to come into play. I want to say it was before the break, maybe, that there are other forces coming to with Ra's al Ghul and Talia, and all them are going to, not Ra's, but, you know, the League is coming back. So I'm thinking the League is probably involved in the stealing of the money.
Okay.
So I think that's how that one gets tied up. Again, I made mention of that. I hope that storyline, again, we know she's not in two places at once. We could see the League somehow taking over, you know, the perception that it is her with some kind of mask, or, you know, whatever the League does to make people look like each other.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's where the money thing went. I think she was playing it off this whole episode just to kind of, you know, get what she wants, because, you know, whether she is you know, the definition of a siren, let's say, is to get, you know, manipulate to get what you want. So I think that's where she was playing with this. So I think that's where the whole two places at once thing comes up.
But my thing is, okay, so remember that there's like a couple episodes back where, like, oh, she got a haircut, oh wait, it was just a wig, and we all thought that was just like a little like mistake or like a bullshit like thing that they did. But it's weird that she's like wearing the same wig. So I know that seems like a silly little detail,
but it, maybe it's not. And again, it's something that I don't think I struggled so much with the stealing of the money by somebody from the group thing storyline. It was the OTA versus NTA thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we're going to get lost with someone like, you know, where this Laurel Lance story is going to fall short, is because we're so distracted, and not in a good way, like, this is so fucking awesome, by the shitty storylines going on with the inner team fighting.
And I was just trying to figure out missing the timeline for that.
Yeah. And I think that's where we're going to like end up missing details like that could be important to something there towards the end.
Because we're dealing with bullshit.
Well, they're pulling the shade over on, like they're pulling it over on us with this terrible bullshit that we have to watch. And like you said, you're going to miss details when you're worried about how awful something is.
So but the other
so significant, like these are important details, goddamn it.
That we would have caught earlier if it wasn't such a painful episode.
Right.
So the other one that came up this episode is the Oliver Queen investigation. You know, we saw the FBI thing, and I think we've seen that the Ricardo Diaz character has a bunch of these people in his pocket. But again, we haven't seen the FBI agent in forever. And so where do we, how do we tie this up? Are we, is it just going to be like, oh, we've exposed corruption throughout the, you know, the city, and now everybody's off because they've been trying to blackmail him the whole time, or, you know, send him to jail?
This one's a mystery to me because we've done that. We've gone this route how many times now, trying to expose Oliver Queen as the Arrow? And it's just like, it almost seems like they use this when they don't have anything, or they, or they're trying to get, they're trying to create drama, and they're trying to get to a certain point in the season where they can create this other big drama so they can kind of push this back under the rug.
But if, so if Laurel Lance came back, like Laurel, like the statue, Derby statue Laurel, do you think that vigilantes would be more praised and the hunt for vigilantes wouldn't be there as much?
That's a great way to put it, because, but you are also looking at having Black Siren play that part. So I just, the whole investigation thing is kind of weird to me. I just feel like we've seen this so many times, and we've seen him get acquitted so many times. It's like, dude, isn't this double jeopardy? Like at the end of the day, like I can't be tried for being the frickin' Hood or Green Arrow or Arrow, or like it's happened three times now. Can we drop it? You know? Or, you know, he might as well just Tony Stark it and be like, look, I am fucking Green Arrow. Now what?
Would that satisfy both of you if he pulled something like that?
I think for me, if he did pull it out, then we would never have to worry about the whole investigation bullshit ever again. But I also understand why Oliver would never do that.
The protection of the family, yes, and friends.
Absolutely.
What if William like said, well, like, my dad's a Green Arrow? Like, cause
then I would hope that Oliver would backhand him in the head.
I don't know, because I feel like it might come to like a sticky situation, and he's already like tried to like, I mean, when the town was going to blow up and everything, he came like be with his dad. So like, I feel like if he thought that he was going to rescue his father by like revealing the secret, that he would try to be a hero, even though like he, like, dad was afraid of like him.
I really hope he doesn't do that, because I feel like William's kind of redeemed himself from me wanting him to just basically die.
Oh, he definitely has. But I like that.
Yeah,
he would try to be a hero. As long as he sticks with that, I think we're going to keep liking him.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think the investigation thing is played out, and we've seen it so many times, and they just need to stop doing it.
Well, it was such a hot, again, we talked about like the first like six or seven episodes, and it was such a hot topic going in, and now we're on 14 and it hasn't really been brought up again, other than when they bring it up to Renee, be like, yeah, somebody turned on us, you know, bullshit. Like, you know, there's been no investigation, no nothing going on.
Speaking
and, you know, till this,
why didn't they bother to look at the video of Kate and James being killed?
He shut it off.
They shut the camera off.
There's no way we could like hack anything at all, like with all this technology that like we have and everything. Nothing.
They shut the camera off.
I know, but
if the camera's off, how can it record anything?
Because Felicity can make it like reverb and do some weird frequency so we can hear everything. I don't know.
Are we just making shit up now?
Basically, they made the walls electrocute people like a few episodes ago. Come on.
So we don't think there's any end to this Oliver Queen investigation that we'll buy.
I think the only thing that they can possibly do
is the corruption angle.
Yep, that's it. That's the only thing that you could do that would make it sort of kind of make sense. But
What would his wild card be? I know now, and I have this big thing I can.
Tony Starking it.
No, I'm that just saying. No, I'm saying, like, what is this, like, investigator's, like, big thing that he's gonna?
I saw Oliver Queen shredded in the He has an 8-pack, and I think that Arrow has an 8-pack, so I'm pretty sure that he's Arrow.
They have the same scars.
Oh, so goodness.
Let's get it. We found out, I think, 2 episodes ago that, you know, King James wasn't the big bad, that it's ended up being, you know, the dragon, Ricardo Diaz. Now, we still don't know what his big plan is. He just seems like a drug lord that's trying to take over the city.
Yep.
Where do we see this one going? And what would work? And if they didn't have all the other bullshit and they were just trying to find Ricardo Diaz, drug lord, trying to take over the city, would this work better?
This one, I don't know. These are so hard because it's like, I forget about these entire angles. Like, no joke, I forget about these plots. And it's with the Ricardo Diaz one, I feel like this has to end. He doesn't have that big bad feel to me.
Oh, I think he's a little guy.
And I have this feeling where it's like, where with Caden James, they built him up to be this big bad, right? And then they just gave us the whole swerve and said, just kidding, this guy's the big bad. And it's, I still have this feeling that Caden James is the bad guy, even though he's dead. And this guy just kind of came out of nowhere. So this one has to end a certain way. I mean, we all know that Talia, right?
Uh-huh.
Is coming back at the end here. So this one has to end either where
there's some bigger force,
yes,
sending him the drugs.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's from watching like Black Lightning and stuff.
I was
like
going
to
bring that up.
Yeah. I don't know if it's from watching that, but I'm like, there has to be like a chain there. Like there absolutely has to be. Cause this guy's like not enough to be the big bad. And I know that like that show has really great bads. Like even with their like lower, quote unquote, lower bad guys, they still have like character and like you could them be like, that's an incredible bad guy. And I feel like that's what we're missing here.
So Angelica, I can bring this up to you since you started watching it.
Yes.
Could you see Arrow going with more of like, you know, because over in Black Lightning, Ryan, this isn't going to give anything away. There's a drug problem in the streets.
I kind of figured that from just
And it's such a, like a simple story. Like there's no complex, like 8,000 people grabbing at it and like we're coming together to take down Oliver Queen or Black Lightning. It's such a simple, like intimate story. You know, why can't Arrow with this Ricardo Diaz do something like that? This man is attacking my city with his drugs, but also knows who the fuck I am. So I have to defend him on both like levels.
Right.
Like, you know, and he's obviously a threat because he's a fucking like gangster type dude that has like an army of people behind him. And he's human. You know, it's not like some random meta. So we can believe any human can be any human on any given day, you know?
Right.
And I just think that's what we're missing right now is like, and again, I've seen that through like this first 6 episodes of Black Lightning is that if you just rein it in and make it such like a small, intimate story about his city and this man is attacking his city and he's trying to fight him on. We've always talked about the White Knight, you know, the vigilante. He can fight on both sides of the crime thing. It just could be such more of an impactful story than just what is going on today. And that would be my hope for this Ricardo Diaz dragon thing, that the last 9 episodes focus it down just a little bit more, that there's something running through this port that I'm going to take care of with the Arrow, but I also need to get my city's money back, you know, and fight the drug thing on the mayor side of it.
I could see that working. Bring it back down to more
a grassroots.
And take away the huge implication of you know, almost
magic,
like
metas, all that stuff.
Yeah. And I think that could work. The thing is with this whole Ricardo Diaz thing is I just don't have that feeling of like a big bad. And I just don't like, you know, when I think big bad, I think, you know, Deathstroke season 2. I think someone who is like, holy shit, every time this person shows up, you know, even, you know, the Dark Archer in season 1, there was certain where I had that feeling, you know, Ra's al Ghul, like,
but all those stories that you're talking about right now were personal to Oliver and attacking the city.
Yeah.
It's just like this group of people that they put together just doesn't have that for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a sad thing because at the beginning it felt kind of good, even when it was like the hackers, like, why is he hacking? You know, even if they would have kept with that and just being like more of the outsmarting type thing. But we're not getting that right now, and it's kind of disappointing. So the only recovery that I can see from this is if they go to this Diaz and like, I'm getting my streets back.
And they, you know what? And they could get there with the lack of funds right now and the lack of money. Like, people are going to turn to like working for like his gang or whatever. People are going to turn to.
They're going
to
fucking Ninja Turtle it.
Yeah.
The original movie.
The town can turn really, really dark right now. So we have a chance of bringing it back to just the city as opposed to like going all these other places. And you think about it, like a lot of TV shows and stuff that we love, like first season of Stranger Things, it was all about being in that town. And the second that they stepped away from that, that's when we lost like touch the season and like with the characters and stuff. Same with this is like the second we step out of that and branch out way too much, it's not the same. It's not going to have that connection. And it needs to go back to being about the city and saving the city.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in this episode, he did actually, Oliver did say, I failed this city.
Yeah.
You know what? So, what if the investigator is like, I matched up when the mayor said, I failed this city, and matched it up to when Arrow said it, and it totally matches up. That's what he has.
The voice sequencing.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to skip the new Team Arrow or Team B, as we call them, in original Team Arrow storyline till our next segment, because that's the next storyline here. But I want to link this for you guys. Now, Deathstroke was such a big part of it. Now, we get rid of Deathstroke because it's not allowed by the DCU anymore.
Oh,
but nothing said about the Jackals or his son. What if his Jackals and his son are part of what's going on with Ricardo Diaz? Tie it all together, and then all of a sudden it fucking starts to make sense that these badass dudes were after Oliver because he fucked up the whole like daddy thing earlier. You know, I mean, it's just something like that that could tie it together and just make it like a payoff. Because why introduce Slade's son, the Jackals?
Why introduce that whole thing
and have nothing to do with it? So they brought up Deathstroke, and again, I'm not bringing that up because I know that's off limits, but they also mentioned the Jackals.
Yeah.
So why not have the Jackals be his thugs that are trained mercenaries that come in and that could fight on that side of it and, again, come into the city and try to take over this drug thing and link with Ricardo Diaz?
I see. If they did this and they linked it together with that, because we haven't seen shit on the Jackals or, you know, Slade's son, if they linked it to that, then I would be okay with it. But here's the thing that I don't know if I could totally is you introduced the Jackals and Slade's son and like the being this organization, and then you put them underneath Ricardo Diaz. I don't think I could buy that.
But even if
they'd
were
above,
like,
they'd be above Ricardo.
Yeah, maybe that. Above.
And I'd be cool with that. That would totally make sense.
And then it's just like, I'm paying back the debts of my father.
Yeah.
Like, you fucking did my father wrong, and now he's running around and you think you saved him, but you made him worse.
See, I would be okay with that. I think
fuck
that
your city, Oliver.
Yeah, fuck your city and fuck you. I'm gonna keep my dad's promise, like that. Even you, changed his mind and he couldn't keep it or some shit like that. You know, like that would be. I'd be like, oh, sweet. And now we've introduced a character who has it's personal, has a reason to hate Oliver Queen, right? And that would make sense.
Yeah,
I would be okay with that. I think. I have a weird feeling about Ricardo Diaz. It just doesn't feel big baddie.
Yeah.
You know? So I would be cool with that if they brought back the Jackal and everything. I mean, what bums me out about the whole Slade thing is it's like you did such a beautiful job with that character, and then to throw him off limits again is just stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just dumb. But I could do the other.
Yeah, so let's recap here. In the perfect world,
yes,
of Arrow season 6.
Okay.
We eliminate not Team Arrow, Team B.
Right.
From the equation.
Yes.
Only original Team Arrow. Ricardo Diaz running drugs. The city's going down. Buys into the government to try to blackmail Oliver Queen out of office and expose him as the Green Arrow, opening up the floodgates for the drugs to come in. We find out that the drugs were sent in and that Slade Wilson's son and the Jackals are running the whole fucking program. And then Oliver has to go and take care of, you know, another debt and have that choice of whether I kill what I consider my friend now, his son, or do I try to, you know, lock him up, or what do I do with him? Like, giving him that character, that internal battle of, this guy is fucking with me. Should I kill him, or should I let him live? Take out his eye.
What? Oh. Wow. And now you've just basically created another Slade, and we could just get behind that one and super like that one, right?
Yeah.
So then it's not technically Slade, but it is.
It's like, we just made another Ravager or whatever.
Yeah. A better one, though.
Yeah.
The one that was actually cool.
Not a chick.
That would actually be really cool, too, because then it's kind of like the Batman Joker complex of, like, I can't kill him because Oliver has a son, and he would run into those issues of, like, Slade probably could never kill my kid. Like, I can't kill his son. Like, I feel like he would run into that issue of not being able to kill him, and then you would have a good bad there.
Yeah.
Right?
That'd be super dope, actually.
But we cleaned up the season.
Wow. Yay! Why are we not in the writing room?
Look how easy that is.
Right? It took us like 20 minutes, and we've somehow went through all the storylines. We ditched what we don't like, and we've tightened it up. Again, I think what has to happen for season 8, if we get there, because... Right? 8, 7.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Season 7, if we get there, because it is actually on the rocks, because the ratings have been really fucking shitty.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are in the same boat we are, is that, again, you bring it back, you make it personal to Oliver. You get rid of all these fucking people, and we'll get to that in our next segment.
Oh yeah,
but
oh fuck,
I don't know. You think we did good?
I think we did fine.
All right, well, let's get to a break, and then we'll be right back.
Yeah, guys, we'll take a quick break.
Aw, people say he's just a pretty face.
DC on CW. We'll be right back.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
It's not a woman walking by. I'm like, oh, how sweet. Look at him. He's watching Outlander. He's so sensitive. No, it's some douchebag wearing a Gold Gym, cutoff, laughing at me because I'm watching some love-making scene with a woman. Yeah, it's very embarrassing. I don't know. I blame my mother.
That's even worse. How do you go from sex to your mother?
No. I blame my mother with the things that, because I get scoffed at by the things I watch. I mean, I think when I go out and I get dressed up, someone might look at me, yeah, he's a cool guy. His hair's all done up. It's colored. He has cool style. But, like, at every day, Michael, it's not cool. I'm watching Supergirl at the gym. I wish my mother was more tough on me. I could blame the fact that instead of teaching me to be like hardcore, go play sports, go play baseball, go play, hockey. Instead, she teaches me how to crochet and sew right now.
For more Rain Man, visit rainmanshow.com.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, DEAL30, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And for your viewing pleasure, 6 free spicy movies on DVD, plus
free shipping.
Always sent in discreet packaging. So go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code DEAL30. Again, that's DEAL30, because without it, no free stuff. That's DEAL30 at adamandeve.com.
But that's in Ohio.
Geek Out Saturday.
But at the same time, then you wouldn't have this feeling that, okay, so Lucifer's just what? Sitting on his hands and knees?
With King Shark.
I was getting a shark tattoo.
And, like, I watched the episode after.
The way it ended. I mean,
You end it with Rey climbing the mountain, holding out the lightsaber to Luke. And
funny
Luke
that some of my favorite Westerns are coming from the Euro countries. Mm-hmm. To this day, directors and writers are able to bring the heat in terms of American.
I mean, don't be wrong, Mad Max was really good, but they washed out a lot of it to kind of hide the special effects that they were doing.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Catch up on your favorite Rain Man digital geek shows every Saturday. DC on CW, Back to Tank, Weird West Radio, The Crossroads, and more. Geek Out Saturday on Rain Man Channel 001. Listen for the Rain Man digital app or tune in. Just search RM Channel 001.
You're listening to Rain Man.
All right, guys, we're
DC
back. In this segment here, Bobby's going to lead us on a journey.
A journey?
A journey of every character.
We're gonna walk. And we're gonna walk and we're gonna look and we're gonna eliminate some people here.
I might run. I might run when we talk about some of these people. I might run real fast.
So we're gonna play something that we're gonna say who stays, who goes, and who can be actually redeemed.
Okay.
So let's start with Oliver, which again, I don't think we'll ever get rid of Green Arrows, but I wanted to make sure like people are like, cover. You didn't cover Oliver.
Yeah. Okay.
Does he need redeeming? Because I'm pretty sure we're going to all vote he stays, but what can he do to redeem what he's been doing?
Oliver doesn't need redeeming.
Okay.
Oliver is, in my opinion, in this season so far, has been probably the best version of Oliver that we've seen.
Because he seems grounded and he knows who he is and he knows like what's behind the decisions that he's making too.
Exactly. And I think, you know, we've seen him open up. We've seen him do things that we typically would never see Oliver do. We've also seen him tough love the shit out of certain characters. I actually prefer this Oliver, and I don't think he needs to be redeemed at all. Obviously, he's not going fucking anywhere. He's got the name of the fucking show. So this one's a no-brainer.
Okay. And I think the next one probably is too, Diggle.
So I've enjoyed a lot of what they've done with Diggle this season. I think, you know, they've really made him more, we've connected on him. There's been a lot of character building with Diggle, which I didn't think was possible just because of how well they did since season one with his character, especially creating a character for the show and doing such a great job of making us like him. This season's been interesting because we've seen a flawed Diggle, and I'm glad they did that because I would say in seasons two, three, they really made him kind of like really good. And we didn't see a lot of flaws. And this one's been interesting with the drug addiction,
the taking over for Oliver,
the taking over him failing. And I think we've seen a really great connection with him and Oliver. And we noticed, I mean, we've seen that since season one, but I mean, like this one is a little bit more real. Diggle's not going anywhere and I don't think he needs redeeming. I think we've gotten a really good version of Diggle this season. So okay. I don't know. Angelica, what do you think?
I love his weakness in this season. I love that. Like it's literally like a physical weakness for him that we have because you're rooting for him to get back. To like stay away from like being hooked on drugs and stuff like that. It's just been a really cool character development, and I really like what they're doing with the main core too. Of
It brings us to Felicity, who I think is on her own redemption story this year.
Right, so much better. Yep. Oh my god.
Yeah,
including again, we're not gonna get into this episode a lot, but we saw her jump in front of a bullet. And so we know that she's willing to do things that don't seem so selfish and bitchy as we saw in previous seasons.
Well, I'll tell you this, dude. If this was last season or the season before that, I would hope that bullet hit her in the head.
Yeah.
And
you'd have been like,
oh,
when she walked away.
I'd be like, ah, damn it, it got her arm. Fuck. It would have shot her in the face. Like
that blew my mind when she took that bullet and she was just like, stop it. Like she was just like, she's completely turned into like Mama Bear at this point, like where she's like baking cookies with the kid. And now she's like scolding them in her mom voice and everything, like fucking taking bullets like a goddamn champion. But it's just she would have never done that before, like in seasons past, I feel like. She would have been afraid.
I think you're right, Bob. This season is her redemption. And I think, you know, she's on a path of becoming the original Felicity that we liked from season one. So I don't think, I think she stays, obviously, but, and she's in her redemption now. I don't think she currently needs any type of redemption because she's literally,
no, she's living it as we speak.
Absolutely.
This is where I struggle with this, and this isn't like a Felicity hating thing. This is a story side of my head working that if somehow she died, that we would see the fucking darkest Oliver we'd ever seen. You know, and again, we kind of talked about it in a like our Flash edition, to where when somebody that you've grown to love dies, it's more of an impact for you as a person that you hurt too, just like Oliver would. And so as much as I would love to see her stay in her current like kind of redemption theme going on here, and her mama bear, as Angelica calls it, dude, if she died, we could just see like a total flip of what
it'd be crazy.
Arrow is, and
it would be Diggle crazy and cool, but we don't need that right now.
No. I'm just saying in general, like I could see it's just hard for me to be like, oh, 100% stay. I'm like, oh, I could see Ghosts and just be fucking excellent. And again, I think that's where we missed out at the beginning of the year, because, you know, we'll get into the next person here, Thea, which, you know, if she would have died at the beginning from that explosion, or, you know, anybody from the main team to die from that explosion at the beginning of the year, we might have seen Oliver go on a different path. Yeah. Now we have Thea, which I think we kind of know she's going, just because it doesn't seem like she's a part of the show anymore, other than like looking at fucking crazy Lance going, die, don't sleep with your daughter. type person.
Please don't put your penis in her.
Yeah, it's not all right. I don't care what earth she's from. So,
my God.
So what, like, she is gone. I mean, we know that. Like,
yeah, she's out.
Colton Haynes is coming back to do Arsenal, I think, in 3 weeks. And I think they're going to ride right into the sunset, which I'm okay with. Yeah. Thea's like the least of my worries on the show. Give her a good swan song. Don't let her get killed in fucking a derpy statue. Let somebody just walk away and be happy.
Right.
So I think we are, you know, we know that she is gone, and I think we're all okay with it. I think her storyline is run its arc. You know, she's probably the best Thea she can be, and there's no more for her to go other than back to drugs.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, obviously she's not going to come back and be on the team. We know Colton Haynes isn't coming back and is going to be on the team. So I think you're right. She's gone. She has to kind of ride off into the sunset. And, you know, which I think is kind of a bummer, just because I like, you know, I've always liked her character. I thought she was.
That doesn't mean that she's gone forever. When she does, right, like leave with him, like that leaves it open. So that way, if she ever needed to come back, like we could always see her every so often in episodes. But think of the episodes that cross over where they're like, we're on the spaceship and stuff like that, and she wanted to stay. I think that's really what Thea needs, is to walk away, have like a happily ever after, or whatever that would be.
I agree though, Bob. Like, there's no reason why she can't just ride off into the sunset with Colton, and we get a cool, nice story of how, you know, they are together. Like, isn't that kind of what we want anyways, those two to be together? So, like, just let them ride off into the sunset, and, you know, I'm okay with it. I you can bring them back if you want to at some point, you know, because they're not dead. So why not give them an awesome send off? They go away, they can go do other projects, and when they want to come back, then they can come back.
Yeah.
So I agree. I think she is gone though.
All right. Want more DC on CW? Go to patreon.com/RainmanDigital to get some. We are constantly adding more content each and every month, including the DC on CW Presents. to where me and all my lovely hosts get to discuss all things DC. Yeah, that's weird, huh?
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah, we haven't done one in a while. We probably should get on that.
Yeah, we should probably do one, huh?
But we haven't been doing them because me and Mike have been doing Black Lightning, which we've talked about kind of in this show. So if, you know, you want to see all that or hear us talk about more things and you
it's
like
good.
It, go, it's good.
Good.
Yeah, right? You can go ahead and pledge to our Patreon. When you pledge $5 or more a month, you get access to all this plus hours and hours of additional Rain Man content.
Wow. That's a lot of content.
It is. So, drunk Captain Lance.
He's not drunk anymore.
I don't care. He's got something
He's
wrong.
He's always going to be drunk Captain Lance to you.
There's something wrong with his head.
There's he's, something. He's there been is, a little weird. And I don't know if it's how he's playing it or how it's being directed or what. Like, I understand that, like, last-ditch effort at, like, having your kid or whatever. I get that, kind of. But it's fucking creepy.
I love listening to Angelica try to, like, justify it.
Okay, so I don't know how much you guys are up in your, like, pop culture type thing.
I'm pretty good.
Barbara Streisand spent $50,000 to clone her dog so she could have the same dog again. But we all know that if you buy the same type of cat or dog, that the personalities don't
could be different.
Drive all the time.
Yeah.
Captain Lance, just because she looks like your daughter, smells like your daughter, and hopefully you don't know if she tastes like your daughter, you don't. She's not the same fucking person.
No, yeah, it's
It's the creepiest thing. Captain Lance, for me, needs to be gone. He needs to die, needs to go away. I don't want to, like, committed. I don't know, something. I don't want to see him on the show anymore because he does nothing for it, for me personally, other than make me feel
weird.
Weird.
I don't think he needs to go, but I think he needs a redemption. I think
he needs to start drinking.
He was way better drunk. I agree. I didn't get a super creepy vibe until they really gave us this whole, you know, his daughter from another, like it just, it got super creepy there. And even this episode made it super duper duper creepy. I don't think he needs to go though. I think he just needs a redemption. And I'm hoping, and I keep holding out hope that this whole thing with Laurel is leading towards that. Is leading towards some sort of redemption. Cause I mean, let's be honest.
I finally got to bury one of my daughters.
And I know you, that's a joke we make a lot, but it is legit. Like the dude has watched how many of his kids die. At the end of the day, the dude needs some kind of redemption on that shit.
And I hope it comes in like a 22 or a 45.
Well, 22 wouldn't do much. 45 though.
I don't know bullets.
I know.
It just sounded good with the numbers.
But 45. 45 is where it's at. I'm just saying, I think he needs some sort of redemption and it needs to come soon. Or yeah, I agree. He needs to ride off into the sunset with a 45.
Angelica.
And I feel comfortable whenever he's like talking to Thea and he's like, I consider you as my daughter. Like I feel comfortable with that.
Yeah, that's not weird at all.
No, see, and that one's fine. It's this obsession with Laurel in particular and keeping her in a cabin, like a wounded animal.
In the Clockwork Orange, like, here are all the videos of you, like, all over the wall. Let me open your eyes so you have to watch.
Look at you.
And I feel like at this point, even Thea's like, this is a little cringy. Like,
my Laurel loved hot sour soup. Do you
look
like,
at me. Look at me.
Do you like
I am your dad now.
Do you like hot sour soup? Let me blow on the hot sour soup for you.
Felicity was like, you get to go on the best father-daughter trip. I was like, this is still so creepy.
So weird.
Somewhere
she's like, bring me something warm. Or yeah. Take me somewhere warm. Like, I get to see my daughter in a bikini.
So can't wait to steer in that two-piece.
So how do you redeem this? Like, how do you give him redemption? So does, like, he make the ultimate sacrifice for her to live, and then that's what
I feel like. That's the only way. I feel like that's the only way. Or
I mean, the whole relationship. Just think about like when she's like, you know, Caden James is dead now. Well, it looks like I'm looking for somebody to be in my daddy category or whatever.
That was so weird.
The whole thing was so weird. I'm like, stop this. Like,
are you guys going to fuck already?
Oh,
or
my
like,
God. I feel like I'm watching Human Centipede all over again. It's making that creepy for me.
Ugh.
Yeah, it is on that creep level.
It is pretty gross.
And again, like maybe this, his redemption and then it helps with Laurel's is that sacrifice that she's like, okay, somebody can love me for me, not because
I have a nice butt.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like that statement that he made of like, you're no longer in a cage. It's your choices now, whatever you want to do. If they keep running with that aspect of it, I'm fine. But no more creepy
like sexual tension.
Yeah, it doesn't help that like Black Siren already talks like in a sexy voice and is like, daddy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, come on.
Ugh, I wish he'd call me daddy.
Ew, gross. I mean, she's daddy. Not gross. She's a hot lady, but also just like, I feel like calling anyone daddy in a sexual way is really disgusting. I don't get it.
It's 2018, you know, like there's some weird shit out there calling men daddy. I don't get it either.
I feel like that's old school. That's old school shit.
That's some deviant shit for sure.
So let's move on to terrific.
Okay.
Can't Googling how old the phrase daddy is in sexual context.
Oh, that is that's good, clean family fun there, Cotton.
Yeah.
So anyway,
like okay, so this week for me, Terrific Turk took like a bad turn.
Yeah, he went left for sure.
Like
no, he
you
kept
know, how dare you? Yeah, that's a bad turn for
that's
me.
That's not good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like he had moments of like you're like, oh, he's gonna get the team to redemption, like we might actually be okay with them, they might be bearable, and then it was like fuck you guys, and it's like okay, never mind, get out of here, you're done.
Yeah,
fuck you guys,
like I'm gonna hurt John, no, like really hurt him, like no, oh dude, you're an asshole.
Yeah, that's fucked up, bro.
Like I was rooting for you to be the one person from team B to come home.
Yeah,
now I don't care.
Dinah, don't kill anybody, but let me fuck up our friend real quick.
I
don't know if it's going to kill him, but I'm going to turn this off. Excuse me.
My God, what the fuck?
That was on accident.
I'm sure it was. The thing that sucks about this is out of the not Team Arrow members, the one that I give a shit about is Terrific. Yeah. And it bums me out to say that he took that left turn. And there was a part of me in this episode where I was like, oh my God, I'm not liking him, which pained me to say because I genuinely like the character. So yeah, I agree though, Bobby. I feel like he took a left turn this episode where I just kind of was like, wow, okay, you just fell into the category of the other two members of not Team Arrow. And that sucks because I don't want him to be in those categories, you know? But if they keep writing him this way, I will be okay if he goes.
It was just an uncharacteristic
thing. It wasn't him. Yeah. He's always the level-headed one, right?
Yeah. And then, like, all of a sudden, it was just like when Felicity started playing in his cookie jar and hacked his network.
Yeah.
You know? You know, this is off topic, but why did they crush his bug?
Thank you. No, I wrote that in my notes. I was like, why would she walk up and step on...
Like, all right, we're
technology.
Can't you use that?
Yeah,
can you reuse it? Like, no, we're not reusing that.
Are we unlimited funds over there on that side?
I wanted Terrific to like, walk up and be like, what the fuck? Like, I know you're pissed, but calm down. That costs
you're like,
a
I
lot
can reuse
of money.
That. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was
that's
so
funny.
Uncalled. I was waiting for him to do that or just like whisper over to Renee and be like, does she know how much that cost?
That actually would have been funny. No,
bitch, these things ain't free.
I paid a lot of money for that.
And then Renee would have been like, shh, not right now.
That actually would have been funny.
It would have been all funny. Right. And it would have made them a little bit more lovable. And it's hard because like when they were sitting in the hospital and they were talking and he was talking like earlier, they were talking down like Dinah, like you're better than this. We have to be better than Oliver. Hated that. turn of it, but at the same time.
And then even when Terrific started talking to Diggle and Felicity, they come in and check on Renee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that made me angry.
Like, what are you doing here?
We're no longer, you know, like, that whole thing was just like,
Who do you think's going to pay for this shit?
Yeah.
Well, and I'm confused because right before that, they were talking about getting justice. And that whole monologue of him talking to her about, like, we're going to arrest her, like, we're going to get your justice properly. I was like, there it is. There's that level-headedness that's going to make the team bearable. Is they're going to bring it back to, like, no, we're going to fight for what justice really is. Like, Oliver, your view of that is skewed. Like, we're going to do it correctly.
Right.
But then they fucking turn the switch and they're like, no, we're retarded children again. Sorry if that's inaccurate or not PC. Anyway, like, they're just like throwing a fit again of like, no, we're not friends anymore. Like, fuck you guys.
We're
like,
not on talking terms anymore.
But part of me was like, oh, thank God. We don't have to deal with them now, right?
So can Terrific make a comeback? Does he have to go? Does he have to stay? Can he be redeemed?
I don't think he has to go. I think he can be redeemed, but he's going to have to do something where it destroys the other two members of not Team Arrow.
Or Renee is dead.
That's nuts.
I literally wrote in my notes, good God, I would love to punch Renee in the face. I hope he dies.
End quote.
I think,
especially after, like, he said the whole thing about, like, I didn't push Oliver, you think I wanted to get hit, ain't karma a bitch, and then he's like, I bugged him. Like, I was like, God, I want to punch him so bad.
We'll get to Renee here in a second. For Terrific just seems to be like a, you ever have like a friend that gets around like other people that are,
and
just
he's different?
Bad influences.
Oh yeah. Well,
you're like, yeah, okay, cool.
Aren't I that friend?
What? Bad influence on who?
No, I'm the, I get around.
You're the flip-flopper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
She was so sincere. Yeah.
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 That's you for sure.
You're a little chameleon. It's okay.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? He's just around the wrong people, and I think if he gets away from them and gets his head straight and maybe gets some dick, he'll come back.
Or better. It's like, oh shit, I need Felicity to make money, so.
Yeah, I have a team. So, Angelica, you love Renee. So,
yes.
Can they go redeem?
He can be redeemed by dying. Absolutely.
I knew that's what she was going to say.
So, you're saying that he can redeem the two gold coins at Death's Gate? And-
yes. Absolutely. Either way, at this point, he's out, right? Like, collapse lung, like, you're done for, buddy. Like, you can't fight crime anymore. You gotta push paper now and take care of your kid, wherever the fuck she is.
Yeah, way to fight to get her back.
Oh my God, that's
amazing. Gave up again, remember? Because last time he was like, no, I don't want a daughter. And all of a sudden he was like, I gotta tell on Oliver so I can get my daughter back. And now he's like, oh yeah, I want to fight crime again. You can go back to the orphanage, okay?
Keep doing that voice. Keep going.
No. He's the worst. He's just, he's terribly written. I'm tired of him saying Haas. Like, I get it. Like, that's your people. That's how you talk. But it's really annoying for you to put it in every fucking sentence that you say.
Keep going.
No. The hate All right. train is going so hard and it's going to get inappropriate.
Ryan, so how do you feel about
today? I don't know if I can top that.
I mean, I think we're all in the same boat here. There is no redemption for
what
him.
What if I just go through notes of things that he said tonight that pissed me off?
I would agree.
Okay, let's hear the notes of everything that he said in the episode that made you angry.
I don't really have that many, but it's just like the whole like bunker scene of like, oh, it's a betrayal that you're here and everything. Also, his I already said it, but the ain't karma a bitch and how he's all cocky and shit. Fucking hated that. But no, I don't really have that much of a list.
Okay.
I don't want to. So hate
like,
him
did you write down all
bad.
His dialogue?
I like the actor, so I feel bad that we hate him so much.
Yeah, but again, it's not the acting; it's the bad writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I seriously doubt that he's like, I'm gonna say Haas every other word.
That's not him. That's not him at all.
No, it's not. And like, I follow him on Instagram and stuff, and it's cool to see how proud of he is of like. Character work or like when he does like cool like action moves, but I feel like he kind of knows like, oh, I suck. Like, that has to suck.
It has to suck knowing you suck.
Sucks to suck.
Sucks to suck. I agree. I think he's gone. What's amazing to me is last season I felt was his redemption.
I thought the beginning of this season.
Well, this season too. Like towards the end of the season, last season and the beginning of this season, I thought, okay, they're going to fix this character and they're going to make us like him more. So I got excited, you know, because I genuinely don't think he's a terrible character. And then they just made him, like, the writing was so
unbearable.
Bad. Unbearable, like legitimately unbearable. And like Angelica said, the whole Haas thing gets on my nerves now. You know, it was funny at first, the first like seven times he said it. Now it's just like, dude, why?
Oh God, what, he said something else this episode that I was just like, this is the stupidest thing ever.
Was it in the bunker? I know there was something that he said.
It was some movie reference that was just so weird.
Oh, that's right.
Oh yeah, he did.
Fuck, what was it?
I don't know.
That's going to bug me now.
Yeah, but it was horrible. And you just look at it, you're just like, again, I hate things where I'm watching it and something takes me out of like
what you're watching,
my world. Like I always try to isolate, and anytime I'm like, that was dumb, you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
And there's so many times when he talks, I was just like, that's dumb.
You're like, that's fucking stupid, dude.
And it's frustrating because I feel like the writers have lost his character. It's like they found it for a moment, and then like five other people came in and started writing his character, and it's gotten so wishy-washy that it's like we can't even like this character because we don't know who he is.
Yeah, we.
That's 100% correct.
So let's get
just
to
a
it.
Piece oh boy. Of shit right now.
Oof. It's just like our MVP right here.
Wouldn't it be LVP? Yeah, LVP.
Least valuable player.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about like most vast
vagina.
Shit. I don't know.
Most
vagina pussy.
Pussy worst everything. Worst
Alrighty
everything.
Alrighty then.
So
anyways.
Garbage human.
Dinah Drake
Ugh.
Has somehow the writers have somehow magically managed to take somebody that was probably one of the better supporting characters
mm-hmm.
for Oliver. Get her drunk on penis, have that penis die, and then completely turn her into a zombie psycho weirdo fucking person that I absolutely hate right now.
I think hate might be an understatement. I want her to die in the fiery pits of Tartarus. I fucking cannot stand this character.
It is taken such... Like, and it was like a roller coaster ride. Like, we were at the peak of, like, she was doing everything right and being supportive of Oliver and, you know, the inside of the cop thing and, you know, supporting him as mayor and covering for him and doing, like, all these wonderful things that a supporting character should.
Mm-hmm.
Then she went fucking psycho over a dude that fucking tried to kill every single one of them. Every single one of them.
I still don't know how they all let that go so easily, too.
How do you forget that somebody was shooting you? How? How is that okay? I don't care how tasty his dick is. So stupid. It pains me. Like, I watch it, and I'm just like, this is horrible.
His dick, or?
Yes, his dick pains me. I'm tight. God, I just don't know. She could go. No more fucking canaries.
No more canaries.
No more canaries. No more canaries.
No.
I find her so painful to watch.
That I'm getting mad at her Instagram.
I would rather gouge my eyeballs out with a melon baller than actually watch it. And yes, I do get angry. I scroll right past her Instagram now and don't like anything that she posts. Now. And what sucks about her is, genuinely speaking, she's pretty hot, but she's so bad on this show. And it's not her as a person. It is the way that she is written, and they turned her into a complete piece of garbage human being. And to go from the fact where we were all like, wow, this girl could be the canary that we were hoping.
This is the canary we need. This is the canary we wanted from the beginning.
Now I'm ready for her to fall off the fucking face of the earth and land face first on a pit of spikes like in Mortal Kombat.
Okay, question.
Yes.
So let's say it wasn't like this dick that she fell on and like got crazy for. What if it was something like a sibling? What if it was like, let's say, like a sister that like she
fell on her sister's dick?
No. And she got betrayed by and teamed up with, and like her sister tried to kill her and everything. Like, what if we replaced it with like a family member? Would it be more bearable for her to react this way and for us to see her react this way than if she were going crazy for a guy? Because that's my problem, I feel like.
You think it's the dude part of it. If it was a family member, you would feel better?
Yeah.
You wouldn't go crazy over some dick,
Angelica?
If
it was a family member, I would feel so much better about it. I would be like, she has every right to feel this way.
I actually agree. I think the thing that bugs me about this whole situation...
It goes back to Diggle's brother.
Well, right. Well, I think the other thing that upsets me about this entire situation is, it's like, this dude you thought was dead.
Yeah.
Okay. You thought he was dead, and you only met with him like two or three times, and then he's dead. He actually is legitimately dead. So you're going to flip out and try to kill this person, even though, like, because they killed your long lost love that you thought was dead for the longest time, but now is still alive, but now is dead again.
That tried to kill you.
Yeah. That tried to shoot you.
Multiple
and you
times.
Did like I multiple times. Like, I just don't understand the thought process, and I don't understand the writing of it, because it's like, dude, this guy tried to kill you and tried
and
to kill your
else.
And your friends. Like, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me.
There are so many holes in this season. Things like that.
Well, holes with her.
Like,
she's got holes in her head.
I would love that, but no. I think they really fucked up.
With her, for sure.
It's just, again, it's painful to watch when she's on the screen, and it sucks, because like we said, she started so strong.
Yep.
And now it's just like, shut the fuck up. Put the dampener on her. Don't let her talk anymore.
Just put her in
Iron Heights.
Yeah. Put her in Iron Heights.
Sock her away.
Yeah. Get rid of her. Put her in Slade's prison.
Yeah. So no redemption, no wanting her back.
She's fucking dead to me.
No next season.
Nope. Gone.
No, remember the team just said, like, we're done with you guys. So maybe that's it. Maybe we don't have to deal with them anymore. Let's move on and get a better story going.
Go find a new city.
Yeah, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So we didn't discuss the episode basically at all, other than weird parts. Any final thoughts on the episode? Any redeeming things that are like worth the watch for listeners?
I will say this. The fight scenes were good. And that's one thing I think has been consistent this entire season, has been the fight scenes.
Hold on.
So
how did Renee get away with swinging a fucking axe at Oliver? And everyone was like, how could Oliver do this? Because he was swinging a fucking axe at him and trying to chop his goddamn head off. Are you kidding me? Of course he's going to fight his hardest.
It's funny because it's true.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, they weren't half-assed at it.
No,
it wasn't a sparring session.
No, he was swinging a fucking axe at the dude.
Right.
And he shot Felicity.
And that should have been the only reason he fucking, put him in the fucking hospital.
Think of the last time Felicity got shot. Felicity had every reason to freak the fuck out. They both had every reason to freak the fuck out, because last time it ruined so much for them. It broke her.
I just want you guys to know that I wish it was me who put fucking Renee in the hospital and not Oliver, or Dinah. Could I fucking beat her ass too? Like, I don't know, man. Those characters are terrible now.
Yeah. So For me, the redeeming things of the episode that I found like interesting was I liked when they kind of did like the James Bond investigation things for both the teams.
That was cool.
That we did see like the T-Spheres do something completely different and new and be able to like, you know, do like the Batman detective mode, rebuilding like what was going on. You know, I like when they bring in little things like that. It just sucked that it was with those guys. And then like Felicity doing like... you know, her thing with her tablet, that super tablet that runs around. So, it, you know, there were some like redeeming qualities to the thing, but it was like 10 minutes worth.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. It just, again, it was a painful episode. And it has to do with fucking Team B and their just complete juvenile behavior. And the way they're acting towards it, and it's just like, well, Daddy just said, I'm like, we're better than Daddy.
Yeah.
Like, I just need it to end.
It needs to go away.
And I think what we talked about in the first segment about if they could just eliminate like two or three things, tie some things together, tighten it up, make it more personal, more about Oliver, more about the city that he's mm-hmm. always trying to defend, because that's why he became the Green Arrow, to defend that city from corruption. From drugs, all these things.
Did your voice just change to be like super heroic there?
Of course.
Okay, I was
inspired?
Yeah, I was ready to go fight crime.
All right.
I should talk enough.
So I just think that that's where we have to go for these like for a redemption for the show for these last eight episodes.
Yeah.
So, anything else from you guys?
I agree, and I just. It's a bummer. I think what for me, ultimately, this episode, even what I mean is our episode here, we had to go a different route because the episode was so painful for us that we couldn't actually talk about it and be positive. So that's what bums me out, especially since, like we said, the season started off so strong and so awesome.
On point.
And on point. And for us to have to change our format of the show is really weird to me. But I hope that the last episodes we get some kind of cohesion and we get to where back to where we need to be.
Angelica, got anything else? Go Ooh. Ahead. Oh, you promise? All right. All right. You feel better? Was this your redemption?
This is her redemption episode.
Yeah, no doubt.
I agree.
So that'll do it for today's DC on CW Arrow Edition. Remember, you can always catch all past and future episodes on the Rain Man digital app. Be sure to follow us on our social media, Twitter at DCOnCW.com, Facebook.com/DC on CW, and Instagram DC_on_CW. See you next week.
Later.
Not in the mood for chit-chat. Gotcha. Ready when you are.